Thanks, Al, and hiya, sports fans. Well, tonight we continue the series of sizing up the prospects in the various high school grid loops of Western Michigan with a look-see into the Kalamazoo Valley Association. The KVA, made up of five Class C and one Class D schools, will start its fourth season as a league this Friday. The Galesburg Rams, the only Class D school in the loop, will be the defending champions. The only other school to win a league championship is Vicksburg, and the Bulldogs, under Coach Al Terry, won the crown in 46 and 47, the first years of the league's operation. Coach Tom Krupa, the Galesburg mentor, is conducting a thorough search of his squad for replacements. He has 11 letter winners from the 1948 champions, and if successful in his quest for relief talent, the Rams are going to be mighty tough to dislodge from the top rung. Four veteran ball carriers are available in Norm Crittenden, Jim Freer, Russ Haas, and Nick Carson. Returning linemen are Roy Consul, Dick Wheaton, Dick Beebe, Dave Frank, Francis Bell, and Roger Offit. Always a bridesmaid, but never a bride. That oft-repeated phrase would be most apropos in the case of the Comstock Colts. In the three previous seasons of the league, the Colts have never finished below second place, yet have yet to wear the crown. This year, under Coach Lauren Edmonds, the perennial runners-up hope to change their tune, and the prospects are fairly bright. Edmonds has 10 returning lettermen, although only four were regulars last season. Eddie Van Zyl, captain and fullback, and Don Mann, tackle Dale Slater, and center Burt Rose are the returning regulars, while Ron Teal at a halfback, Earl Haney an end, Henry Betts and Leonard Platzboys guards, Don Moorburg a center, and Keith Bunting at tackle, all saw enough service in 1948 to earn letters. Outstanding among the new candidates for the Colt 11 are Phil Koss, a 220-pound tackle, Scott Smelser and Don Stearns, a pair of flankers, and Jack Scott, Lauren Teal, Neil Bond, and Johnny Fulliger, backfield men. Coach Edmonds thinks that Comstock will be in the thick of the fight for conference honors and expects Galesburg and Vicksburg will be the teams to beat. The Kellogg Aggies, tired of being the league's doormat, promised to be no pushover for any of the other league teams this fall. Coach Stan Hayden counted 13 lettermen on hand for the first practice session, including backs Ralph Shoemaker, John Fry, Gerald Crane, Roland Bostwick, Pat Bundy, and Roy Graham, and linemen Chuck Bowman, Harold Newbern, Roger Stoltz, Norm Griffith, Boyd Dingledine, and Jim Tuttle. The Vicksburg Bulldogs, who came close to taking the title last season, ending up in a tie with Comstock for second place, have what it takes to go all the way this fall. Coach Frank Krall has Harold Noah, last year's KVA scoring champion, to spearhead his backfield, and Noah will have such experienced boys as Dave Crane, Bob Green, Gus Charles, and Evan Schick as his running mates. This combination should give the Bulldogs plenty of speed. Crowell is having line trouble, however, with only three veterans available. Bud Hallam, John Bolheis, and Glenn Borton are the boys who form the nucleus of the forward wall. The Portage Mustangs, with Dick Hubert at the helm once again, are almost certain to improve on last season's record of 3 wins and 7 starts. Hubert has 9 lettermen on hand. He'll be able to field a line composed of all but one letter winner. Bill Sperry and Martin Klein are veteran ends. Bill Clancy and Ed Sweet will take care of the tackles. Bob Joss is the only guard veteran, but Jim DeHaan looks like he'll be able to take care of the other, while Chuck Bauer is back at center. Tom Pritchard, last year's quarterback, is around this year, and both of the 1948 fullbacks, Joe Kovach and Jerry Bryant, are available. If Hubert can come up with a pair of good halfbacks, watch out for those Mustangs. Three boys are vying for the open halfback assignments, and all are about on a par. They are Gary Winkleman, Bob Wagner, and Ron Blank. Chuck Sleeman, a transfer from Kalamazoo Central, will be a big help at a tackle post in the line. Things can't get any worse at Matawan. Maury Persing's Wildcats dropped 8 in a row in 1948, but if experience counts anything, this should be a much better campaign. Persing has 9 veterans on hand, including lineman Bill Baumgartner, Bill Brisky, Norm French, Bill Froman, and George Giesel, along with backs Bob Brisky, Steve Dragicevich, Don Tallman, and Don Alexevich. All but one of the KVA schools will get into action this Friday, however. Only one league tilt is planned. Galesburg entertains Kellogg in that tussle. All the other schools have no conference assignments. Comstock entertains Whalen in a non-conference game. Matawan goes to Constantine in a non-conference game. Both of those contests will be played under the lights, while Portage entertains State High in the afternoon. Vicksburg waits until Saturday night before opening up against St. Augustine at the CAA field. That game is scheduled for 8 p.m. on Sunday. That just about does it for tonight, fans. We'll be back at 6 tomorrow night with the March of Sports. Until then, this is Tom Carson saying good night, good sports.